With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Federal Aviation Administration has lifted its flight restrictions on commercial airline travel. Here's correspondent George Williams.
The FAA said it recommended rescinding the order after what it called detailed reviews of safety trends and the steady decline of staffing trigger events at air traffic control facilities. Cancellations hit their highest point a week ago last Sunday when airlines cut more than 2,900 flights. Air traffic controllers were among the federal employees who had to continue working without pay during the shutdown. They missed two paychecks during the impasse.
That is George Williams reporting. President Trump signaling he plans to meet with New York City's mayor, Zohran Mamdani.
The mayor of New York, I will say, would like to meet with us and we'll work something out. But he would like to come to Washington and meet, and we'll work something out. We want to see everything work out well for New York.
Mamdani has positioned himself as a symbol of the resistance against President Trump's policies. The enhanced Affordable Care Act premium subsidies expanded during COVID and extended by President Biden are set to expire December 31st. And Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a crisis that's been brewing for some time.
Republicans were screaming for years. I remember working in the Senate back in 2014. We were talking about Obamacare every day and how unsustainable it was in the long run. And now we're having to face that reality.
McGuire told the Salem Radio Network Obamacare is part of a broader affordability crisis and the Republicans cannot be caught standing flat-footed.
Mike Johnson is the Speaker and Leader Thune is the Senate Leader. This is a very tough conversation, but if we don't lead on this, Democrats will beat us over the head on affordability, whether it's housing, groceries, or health care, going into the midterms.
Stocks are taking a pounding on Wall Street right now with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 640 points. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans seem to think that there's a problem out there, but they don't agree on exactly what ails the country.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks people to respond to the following statement. Our country will be destroyed if we do not smash the perversions eating away at our moral fiber and traditional beliefs. 48% of Americans say yes, they agree with that assessment. 46% say they disagree, and all the rest have no opinion. Conservatives, Republicans, and religious people are more likely to agree. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female U.S. ambassador to Greece, has paid a visit to the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, telling him he was the first person she called after being nominated to her new post. Guilfoyle visited the archbishop after presenting her diplomatic credentials to Greece's president earlier this month. Guilfoyle is a former California prosecutor and Fox News host. This is SRN News. Reconnecting with old friends can be challenging but rewarding, as Jason Walker reports.
We all have them. Friends we haven't seen in years. Former classmates, co-workers, buddies we served with overseas. Experts say many people are hesitant to reach out and fear being seen as a burden after all those years without contact. But psychologists say recipients are often very happy to hear from an old friend that they've lost contact with. Sometimes the effort results in a rekindled bond with a long-lost friend. Even if that overture fails or a renewed connection fizzles, most people who made the effort say it was worth it. Jason Walker reporting.
Tariffs are driving up costs for holiday goods, including wine and decor. Retail analysts are warning that Black Friday discounts may be smaller than usual this year as a result. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.